NHPR News, it's 9:06.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Laura Kanoy, and this is The Exchange. After the devastation in the Philippines following Typhoon Haiyan, aid is now pouring into the country. The U.S. alone is rushing in $20 million in assistance. And although due in large part to a significant goodwill humanitarian effort, the support is also fitting into a larger shift in U.S. foreign policy, one that's called the Pivot East, led by President Obama. It's a shift away from a longtime focus on Europe and the Middle East to East Asia, announced by the White House 2 years ago. And it's a change our guest this hour has been watching closely. We're talking with Kathleen Maloney. She's with Harvard University and a longtime scholar of the region. Maloney was in the Granite State just last week giving a presentation for the New Hampshire World Affairs Council on this topic. And today in The Exchange, we'll examine this Pivot East with her, asking what it means for American politics and the nations of the Asian Pacific. Let's hear from you, too. Does East Asia seem like an appropriate foreign relations focus for the U.S. for the 21st century? Is the United States neglecting anything by turning to the Pacific? Give us a call. Tell us what you think. The Exchange number, 1-800-892-6477. 1-800-892-NHPR. Email us, exchange@nhpr.org, or post a comment on our Facebook page. It's NHPR Exchange, all one word. Kathleen Maloney joins us from Harvard. And Kathleen, it's great to have you. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Let's just go back 2 years, if we could, Kathleen. Why do you think the Obama administration made this pretty public announcement about a pivot to the Pacific 2 years ago?
Well, they certainly did make a very public announcement about a pivot to the Pacific. I would prefer to use another word, though I think it's important that the United States pay closer attention to developments in Asia. Asia, after all, is a huge part of the world, particularly East Asia, where many eyes have been directed in recent years. And it's been quite upsetting, I think, to a number of people, the use of the word pivot, not the least of which the Europeans, but other people around the world. But there's no doubt that we're trying to wind down in other parts of the world, in the Middle East. And I think by using the word pivot or rebalance, as some people would pref-